Thank you.
Mid-March last year, reporters from Channel 9 News Australia were waiting at Gold Coast Airport to interview returning Australians and ask them how they felt about doing 2 weeks voluntary self-isolation at home. And one clip that went particularly viral was a gentleman who answered the question by saying, how do you feel about locking yourself down for 2 weeks? And he said, fine. I'm just going to lock myself in and punch a few cones for a couple of days. I wasn't sure when I wrote that whether you'd get it, but I'm guessing. I had this thing, can turn to the person next to you and ask them, what does it mean to punch a few cones? So if you need to do that, don't be shy, just ask. So 2 weeks later, we go into our own lockdown. We have no way of knowing how long we'll be locked down. And I was busy teaching online and my wife was working at home, so we were kind of occupied. But the general malaise of being cooped up at home and the strategies you used for dealing with it were quite interesting. I'd meet with colleagues once a week on a Friday for a few beers on Zoom. The band I was in. But we couldn't do any music, obviously. We couldn't meet at our rehearsal space or anything. So I started kind of trying to write a song. And I was looking on Facebook, what were people doing? And some of your friends were trying to entertain you and make you laugh. Some were trying to virtue signal. I've learnt to bake. We had broccoli for tea today. Here's a photograph of it. And other people were trying to red pill each other on, 5G's killing your sourdough germ. And I was trying to get all this into a song, but I didn't really have a chorus or anything. And then I remembered the guy in Australia. And it sort of seemed to tie things together. You had people that were going to spend the whole of lockdown baking. And people that were going to spend the whole of lockdown baked. I wonder how big the overlap is on that Venn diagram. So this is my song. Looking back today on Facebook, I see that I posted this on the 29th of March last year, so probably a week into lockdown. It gives you an idea of maybe my state of mind. Stay in your home, stay in your home. Sit the dog down with a nice juicy bone. Call up your mother, but lower your tone. Don't go too far, there's no need to roam. Make this your rule, chiseled in stone. You gotta stay in the house and punch a few cones. Run round the house if you start twitching. Clean out the third drawer down in the kitchen. Don't touch your face, my hands are itching. Don't lick your fingers, even with chicken. One course of action the beehive condones is to stay in the house and punch a few cones. Go for short walks, don't go for a drive. If you have to talk, do it on Skype. Paint on the roof alive inside. Eating rice crackers just to survive. You gotta act like Bear Grylls and be a man alone. Stay in the house and punch a few cones. Why don't you stay in the house, punch a few cones? Oh, I said stay in the house, punch a few cones. Oh, I said stay in the house, punch a few cones. Why don't you stay in the house, punch a few cones, stay out of trouble, keep in your bubble, and if there's an earthquake, stay in the rubble.
I wasn't sure about that one either, really.
Make your own cheese, carve your own fish hooks, paint toilet rolls and put them on Facebook. Make something sticky from Edmund's cookbook, put a teddy in the window, go outside and look. Flatten the curve, be kind, know you can stay in the house and punch a few cones. Jacinda Ardern says maintain your distance, see if your neighbors need any assistance. Keep your eyes open, constant vigilance, things could go south, man, at any instant. And if that's too much pressure, relax and know you can stay in the house and punch a few cones. I called the doctor up on the phone. I had the dry cough and the aching bones. They sent the Westpac chopper straight to my home. I said, if my time has come, then just let me go. Dr. Ashley said the only cure that he has ever known is to stay in the house and punch a few cones. Oh, I said, stay in the house, punch a few cones. Oh, I said, stay in the house, punch a few cones. Sing, stay in the house, punch a few cones. Oh, stay in the house and punch a few cones. Keep out of trouble, stay in your bubble. And if there's an earthquake, stay in the rubble. You gotta flatten the curve, maintain your nerve, maintain the nerve, flatten the curve, maintain your nerve, flatten the curve, cha, maintain the nerve, flatten the curve, cowpie, maintain the nerve and flatten the curve, maintain your nerve, flatten the curve.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. That was great. That was the very first time that we've brought music, a song, into Couch Stories. So possibly starting something new here.